車検イメーションステーション。
Hello, I am Sean Chapman.
And I'm Jonathan Lack.
And we are here from Japanimation Station to tell you about the amazing Season 2 of Japanimation Station Ufotable Moonworks that is currently near the end of production.
Yes, we are premiering February 14th, Valentine's Day, because there's nothing more romantic than a good anime podcast. And we wanted to remind you that the new season is coming, remind you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube, and tell you what we are doing on this season, because we've been hard at work on this for a couple of months. The show has been off since October for us to work on this big new season of Japanimation Station. It is called Ufotable Moonworks. What are we doing this year, Sean?
Yes, so these episodes will all release 1 week after the other. This will truly be a weekly podcast. That's why we've shifted the model to us pre-recording it. And we are taking a look at all of the Ufotable Studio anime adaptations of various Type Moon works. Type Moon is the visual novel company most famous for making Fate Stay Night, but they have some other things they've done as well, which we'll be also covering. They've had a long, fruitful partnership with the great anime studio Ufotable, which people might also know from Kimetsu no Yaiba, also known as Demon Slayer, that anime. So we'll be taking a look at their movie adaptations of the series of novels Kata no Kyokai, or also known in English as Garden of Sinners. We're covering all of those. All of those are available on Crunchyroll. After that, we're taking a look at Fate Zero, the anime adaptation of the prequel to Fate Stay Night. That is also on Crunchyroll. And then we're taking a look at Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works, the adaptation of the second story route from the Fate Stay Night visual novel. If you don't know what that visual novel is or what it means by second story route, when we get to those episodes, we cover that stuff as well and the context around that. That is also on Crunchyroll. And then we are wrapping up with Fate Stay Night Heaven's Feel, the three-movie adaptation of the final route from the original Fate Stay Night visual novel. That is the only thing not on Crunchyroll, but it is easily available on other streaming services for purchase.
Yes, it is. So they are all there up on Crunchyroll. Garden of Sinners, a couple of episodes have a small music edit, so if you want the like pure experience with nothing taken out, you can look elsewhere, like the official Blu-rays for those. But Fate Zero and Fate Stay Night Unlimited Blade Works are up on Crunchyroll in English and Japanese, and they're in great condition. Do be warned that Unlimited Blade Works is up on Crunchyroll just as Fate Stay Night. So searching Unlimited Blade Works will not reveal the show to you. You have to search Fate Stay Night. And it is not the show called Fate Stay Night from 2006. We're not talking about that one. That's not an Ufotable show. And then Heaven's Feel, you could get that on, you know, Amazon, Vudu, Apple TV, or Blu-ray from Right Stuff. So that is what we are talking about this season. There will also be a special bonus episode at the end of the season where we discuss the visual novel Mahoutsukai no Yoru, or Witch on the Holy Night, which just received an English release, the first official English release of any Type Moon visual novel. And it's something we wound up kind of talking about in every single episode of the season because it is kind of a foundation of all of the work of Type Moon, so it is important to talk about. And this will be a 13-episode season airing between February and May. It's going to be great. We're very excited for you to hear it. Again, you can subscribe on our YouTube channel. Just search Japanimation Station. You can search Japanimation Station on any podcasting app. And we are excited to have you there.
Absolutely. So go watch some good anime and then come join us to talk about it here on Japanimation Station.